The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you this Tuesday morning. It is the 3rd of September 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. There's a fierce bang of autumn off the day out there today. Now, wherever you might be, there's no doubt about it. I know Brian's talking about 16 to 20 degrees, but a bit like all Ireland predictions, I don't really believe them until I see them. And to be honest with you, it doesn't feel quite that warm. The first jumper of autumn went on his back today, so it did. It did? Just out of curiosity, I said I'll give it a go. Came in, sweating. Too hot. It wasn't the right choice, but I'm going to wear it anyway out of sheer stubbornness. For old pig iron, just wear it anyway. You put it on your back, you can leave it on now for the rest of the day. Let that be the end of it. The second lady is here. The president and the first lady. You think, yes, the president and the first lady on Air Force One. And I don't mean to be disrespectful at all to Vice President Pence and his wife Karen, who've landed. And they are most welcome to the land of certainly his forefathers. But it's funny the description that the Vice President and the Second Lady, this is sort of kind of, second. You know, it's like, look at that plane landing. It's amazing. Is it Air Force? No, it's Air Force Two. That's nice. No, it's not. Like, it's great. It's big. I'm delighted. Brilliant. Great. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. And there, he stayed, as we guessed he would, in his boss's lodgings down in Doonbeg. And that was the right move. As I said before, imagine him arriving back at the White House. Where'd you stay? You've got to say, your place. Good choice. And that was always going to be the way. And that's fair enough. And then he's coming up today to Dublin to meet the president and the Taoiseach. And they will have lunch and chats. And then he'll go back for dinner with relatives, which is that's a good one. So that'll be sort of people, great 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 relatives from the past, and that's nice. So it's a nice old trip. Good on him. Off he goes, and welcome, I should say. And photographs amazing. Like, you know, in the paper, given the world has got so delineated, if you like, and divided between kind of left and right in some ways, and when you look at the newspapers, they have to decide what picture of, for example, particularly a political leader, they put on the inside or the front of the page. And in many ways, it's either the picture editor or the editor of the paper itself can decide, or the website, whatever it might be, can decide how they want to portray this person to you or me as consumers of media. So, for example, if you look at a picture today in the Daily Telegraph in the UK, which would be a Tory Johnsonian rag as it is at the moment, a great paper down through the years in some ways, but it just recently it's become it's desperate. But apart from the arts which coverage is always excellent, but the political stuff is just they're drinking the Johnsonian Kool-Aid at the moment, and it's very unbecoming of a good newspaper. And they're doing that, and so they have, you go to page 3 or 4, you'll see a big picture of Jeremy Corbyn. And for whatever reason the camera caught Jeremy Corbyn, at that moment, when you have that many pictures taken, you're going to have a manky shot of you. He looks demented. And of course, that's the one. They use that. Now, do they think that we are thick? Like, and think that, he must be demented. Look, there's a picture of him. He looks demented. Look, you're only talking to your own echo chamber. That's what, you know, it's called Facebook. You're just feeding your own, prejudices and your thought processes. And you think, yeah, he looks demented. But then you think, but he's not demented. I mean, he couldn't really be. And then the Irish Independent today's front page is Barbara Windsor, carry on Barbara Windsor, and Johnson, Boris Johnson, reaching into kiss, looking like a total fool, reaching into kiss her. Now, I don't think the Indo has any. In fairness, the Irish papers don't seem to have particular leanings one way or the other. But inside, they do have a picture of Dominic Cummings, who's also Johnson's essentially brain, like Karl Rove was to George W. Bush and Steve Bannon to Trump at one point. And he looks equally demented, eyes bulging, head forward. And again, two messages kind of being sent there from different sides of the spectrum. But it is the power of a good photograph, and also the power of what the media would have decided the picture should be to accompany the story. Always intrigues. Now, what else have we got for you? There's like the, almost a day of national mourning upstairs in the office today, because there's all this talk of buying clothes online has now become an issue. People are going to have to. I was pontificating. Now you'll have to go to the shops. Remember them on the streets in the villages and towns and cities that you live in and support local businesses. I was pan fried on my way down this morning. I mean, I might as well have been. The bête noire of the office this morning for saying that, but there does seem to be a big move on the Brexit. Even the ads on the radio I heard this morning about your driving license. If you've got a British driving license, Northern Irish license, everything changes on the 31st. Happy Halloween! All bets are off. It's all becoming more and more real, and that febrile atmosphere in London, certainly last night, watching Boris Johnson coming out of Ten Downers, said, "Here comes the election." No election, and then yet possibly before the end of the week we might have a call for one. So it's all to play for, and it's all absolutely fascinating. Meanwhile, in the world, in our own world, in our houses, Jenny has been on to say that I believe Mike Pence's grandfather's from Tubbercurry, so he's not too far removed. Grandfather, yeah, that's not great, great, great at all. That's just grandfather. Thank you for that, Jenny. So he's the real deal. In fairness, they should really call it Spare Force One. Well, that's not. I'll get my coat. Yeah, maybe get your coat. Yeah, I know myself. Sometimes it's time, and I get my coat. So I'll give you that on this one, and I admire your humility. I just suggest you get your own coat. At that line, I cracked a joke earlier on that I'm not going to share with you. That was really poor too, and there should be a hashtag about coat getting, because you should know. Yeah, sometimes. Now. The spiders are back in our lives, as you know. They have decided to make their presence felt in our houses. They were all over the house this weekend. And, you know, if you live with and hang out with and are with arachnophobes, it is remarkable, you know, the reaction you will get to a spider's presence in the house. Because if you have a fear of spiders, it's really intense, and it's not nice, and it's not pretty. And I totally get it. I don't have any problems with spiders at all. And I've spent many times with trying to get, you know, the paper and try and get them out for the most part, as opposed to the. So it depends. But apparently there's an old wives' tale, which of course we'll have to reset as an old partner's tale, an old spouse's tale, that says. Spiders are repelled by conkers. Now, obviously, lots of you listening in today will say, oh, we knew that. How did you not know that? I said, no, but I didn't know that. That conkers, which I used to collect, like on the road with the kids, you'd hit a stick up against the branch, the right branch, they'd fall, bag them, joy. You know, simple pleasures of life as a child. But little did I know that I could have been making a spider repellent fortune that could have had me, you know, in a different business model altogether to the one I chose in life. Because apparently the conkers have a type of chemical that's secreted within them that repels the spider. That's one suggestion. The other is that spiders just don't like the look of them and go, no, I don't like them. And they get scared and they take all their legs and all their, presumably they have feet or whatever, and they skedaddle. And because they don't like the look of them, they're terrified of them, like you might be of a horror film or something like that. So I don't know if there's any truth to them, but the summer has come to an end. The spiders have decided that they're coming in. This is when the creepy crawlies are at their biggest. They're big now. They just feel bigger. They look bigger. They look like they're here to stay. But that's because they've spent the summer feeding. So they've just got a little bit more plump. They've had their cake. They've eaten it and they're coming home to have their babies in our house. And I've spoken to spider experts on this program, and the truth of it is they say that they're actually not going to be a threat to you at all. In fact, they're going to do you a favor, because you know those little flies behind your, in and around the back of the machines and the cupboards and whatever? They eat them. They're doing you a favor. It's like a cat out in the front porch taking the mice. So maybe you should welcome arachnid friends and say, we love you. Bring back the make and do mend, make do and mend spirit to prevent millions and millions worth of clothes ending up in landfill every year, a campaign founder has urged. It's a great idea because, I mean, I should spread the word upstairs. Don't be worrying about the online clothes for a minute. Just rework what you've got. The lost art of sewing. How about that? Which should be resurrected. And we should resist the urge to throw out garments when buttons fall off. I cannot sew a button onto a shirt. Much to my shame. I tried it. And you know what? It was an exercise in futility. The result was embarrassing. Spider says a text. Our sign of good luck. Please do not kill them. Uh-oh. Another says, my mum leaves conkers all over the house and it works. Well, there you are now. And Kathy says, glad to hear you talk about buying local. I buy everything from real people employed in real shops. It's an environment issue also. I want to keep connection with people who live and work in my village and city. Yeah, I've been saying it for a long time now and I think we're getting there. We will get there. Someone should do a thesis, says Bob, on how the adaptable, humble spider has made a comfortable home for himself in our car's mirrors. We will never know. We will never know. The only suggestion I can give you on that one is that spiders love themselves. They're going, hey, do my legs look good in this? You know, which one? All of them. Really? Maybe they're just into it. Maybe it's like a catwalk for spiders. They're just kind of going along, going, yep, feeling good. They're singing like I'm too sexy for my shirt sort of songs in their head as they make their way along the web. Hate spiders. Just had a big black fast-moving spider frighten me in the shower and my 8-year-old got him out. So if you hate them, you're kind of you're goosed, which is not good. Or crocked. They now have bridal crocs. Bridal crocs. The croc shoe is either, you're either into it, and I'd say they're quite handy if you're into the beaches and sailing and stuff like that, or you're not, in which case you're probably a city dweller who just thinks they are physically repulsive. And however they persist, they live on, and they now have crocs with bun bags, according to her.ie, which is interesting that you can put a little your stuff in a purse at the back of your croc. But they also have bridal crocs now, if you want to get married. The Starlight Sequin Crystal Iris Crocs Clogs Classic is available now in all good croc shops for the price of €92.56. Nice. Now, I'm going to take this song because it's a great tune. And before that, I'll just read this text from Rachel, who says, we woke up to a huge spider in our kitchen this morning, a beauty. We live in the countryside, so we're pretty used to having them around. But I need a cup of tea before I decide where to move the queen spider to. Kind regards, Rachel. I noticed in John Creedon's program when he went to the beekeepers. And they were trying to find the queen bee. And it was brilliant. They marked the queen bee with a colour so that they can see it. But how they spotted that in the first place, to know, in order to know how to mark it, I will never know. But I thought it was pretty clever. Meanwhile, over the UK, rock legend Sir Elton John features on a set of new Royal Mail stamps to celebrate his contribution to music. He's had a good year with that movie and his kind of farewell tour. I can't believe he's only the second individual music artist to be given such an honour, with David Bowie featured in 2017. So obviously, probably the Beatles have had a go and the Rolling Stones had a go, but individuals, only David Bowie perform. 8 of Elton John's stamps feature images, will feature images of some of his most popular album covers. And they include his 1972 breakthrough record, Honky Chateau, which features the track Rocket Man.